by our mighty Lord's ascension, we by faith behold our own. Grace, mercy, and peace be yours from God our Father and the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. You like puzzles? I knew Myrna would look up right away. Myrna, I like the 12-piece puzzles, not the 500-piece puzzles like you do. Maybe when I turn 45 like you someday, I'll be 45, you know, like you. Maybe I'll have time to do those 500-piece puzzles. But right now, I think I got time for about the 12-piece puzzles, and that's about it. But puzzles are fun. I like puzzles. In many ways, Jesus' ascension was the final piece of a puzzle that helps confirm and complete all the other puzzle pieces that the disciples of Christ had assembled. They needed this piece to know with clarity and certainty where Jesus had truly come from. By the looks of the ascension, he really did come from up high. He really is from the Father. He really does rule all things, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion and above every name. He really is head over all things. It wasn't enough when the Wright brothers showed their very first airplane. Just the existence of the airplane wasn't enough. Skeptics and doubters said, "We'll see, we'll see." Rocket ships, trips to the moon, space shuttles, their existence alone doesn't prove that they can fly and escape gravity's pull. The proof was in the actual takeoff and the disappearance as that tiny speck of a major, massive vehicle that once touched the Earth disappears. People stood staring into the heavens. It really worked. Wow. And what does this mean? What holds the future now? So did the disciples. Their master, pre-ascension, gave them instructions on how to live when you no longer have me like you do right now. Knowing what would come is ascension. And in the text today, we heard his instructions to the disciples before he ascended up into heaven, and our minds tonight are also on those instructions too. Number one, you'll need the Spirit. Do nothing without the Spirit. Turns out, that's the new puzzle that we live by. If the Old Testament, the puzzle was, there is the Father of all creation, and we hear of the Spirit. And the New Testament, part one, is the puzzle of the Son, now come to earth, now in human flesh, now on the cross, now risen from the dead. The final piece of that puzzle we heard completed is the ascension. That puzzle was done. New Testament part two, final puzzle. We're still trying to figure out this whole puzzle because our lives have this problem of spirit versus flesh. Old Adam and me, new creature because of Christ. Spiritual beings needing spiritual help. The Spirit will help us be Jesus' witness of all things that he said, spoke, did for you and for this world. You are his witnesses. Imagine that, you. When you come confessing your sins tonight, you are his witnesses. There is a Savior for your sin, for my sin. You are his witnesses. And when you leave these walls and you go to your homes, what you do before bed, what you do before meals, what you do for your family, what you do to that guy that cuts you off in the road, whatever you do by the Spirit, even things that you know not, you are His witnesses. Do nothing apart from the Spirit. For without the Spirit, apart from me, Jesus says, you can do nothing. Word, bread and wine, prayer. Wherever two or three are gathered in my name, there I am in the midst of them, Jesus said. And Jesus said, as we heard in the Alleluia tonight, behold, I am with you always, even to the very end of the age. Word, bread, water. This is the places where God puts us. So number two, our rule to live by is you still need me and you'll have me by faith. And indeed, the Spirit helps our faith. So you can't have number two without number one, the Spirit. But you still need Jesus, even though He ascends on high up into heaven and has gone out of our sight, you still need Jesus, and He's still here. In the Word, in the gathering, in you, and in the bread, and in the wine. Remembering again that it was a Thursday night in which our Lord Jesus gave us the Lord's Supper and said, this is my body, this is my blood given for you for the forgiveness of sins. You still need Jesus, and He still comes to you in that plate and in that cup tonight. Number three, if you love me, keep my commandments. Jesus told us throughout His teaching to love God above all things and to love neighbor as yourself. Spirit, faith, and love. These are the things we live by now that Jesus has ascended up on high. And though we see Him not, you still need Him. And by Spirit, and by faith, and by love, He is in and working through you. The final piece of the puzzle is what the ascension is all about for us and our future with God. Let me read that again. By our mighty Lord's ascension, we by faith behold our own. Because you've been baptized into Christ Jesus, because you've been baptized into His death, because you're united with Him in a resurrection like His, because He is the church's head, where did the head go? Look up. Your head went up to heaven. Where do you think the body's going to go? Look up. The final piece of the puzzle, the ascension, is the final piece we're all looking for too in life. This world is not all that there is. The glory of living with Christ ascended is our future. And that's the final piece of the puzzle that helps us rest every night and have that peace with God that surpasses all human understanding. May Christ's ascension remind you that He is all in all and head over all things. In Jesus' holy, ascended, and precious name. Amen. And the peace of God which surpasses all human understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in the faith in Christ Jesus. Amen. God has gone up with a shout. So will we. Amen.